Report on time extensions.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
I've been asked to give a little update on the time extensions that were given consideration back in, well, over the last couple of years, but more specifically in January. Of the applications that we had originally in January, there were two applications for the purpose of confirmation. They were both conditional uses that were had mitigation sites, brownfields. They're still active. We had 35 subdivision conditional use and RPC application that requested extensions. Of those, there are now 14 under construction. There have been five that expired of the ones that we approved for extensions. They either expired because of lack of activity, and at least three of them, basically the developers said that they weren't going to proceed with the project. So that would have been a total of approximately 300 lots that are not going to be developed, or units, it's a mix of both units and lots. And four applications have been recorded. They're in final stage, and so they now have just received final approval before the end of June 30th. They're 29th, three projects got recorded the day, basically 2 days before the termination of the extension. So they're now valid for 5 years to get substantial underway. So we have a total lots and units that have been extended of 2,230. I believe a list was provided for council last week in your packet to show what those projects were. And again, they were both subdivisions, conditional uses, and RPC. I can answer a question.
Any questions, council?
I'm sure you went over them thoroughly.
Oh, we did. They were all inspected.
Thank you.
In some cases, I went out and inspected them, and I went back and asked for confirmation from the Conservation District and from Public Works to verify that they agreed with what my status opinion was, that they were substantial underway. Substantial underway isn't a major undertaking, but they basically had to cut roads, be cutting and maintaining. Stormwater features and erosion sediment control had to be in place and being maintained.
Mm-hmm. Any more questions, Mr. Lank? Okay, sir. Next is your request for time extensions.
Yes. In your packet, you received a request, a several-page letter with attachments relating to five time extensions that we received. These are time extensions for projects that will terminate at a later date after July 1st. One was Ingram Point. Another is Tidewater Landing, also known as Love Creek Landing, Captain's Way, also known as Captain's Run, the estates of Sand Hill Valley, and conditional use Oyster House Village, which was one of the ones that we did a confirmation on back in January. I can give you a short history, which you would prefer.
Short would be good.
And if I can. The Ingram Point project is a cluster subdivision of 150 acres and 129 lots that was recorded back in 2011 and was to be substantially underway by May 16 of 2016. On April 25th, I received a request for an extension of the final approval for 6 months. On May 3rd, I received a more detailed listing and request for more information explaining that project. Would you like me to do each one individually?
Let's do it that way, yeah.
Okay, that'd be a better way for me, too.
Now, is this all part of that one big letter, or is it each of these are separate letters? You had a letter?
The first three pages was a detailed, mostly of the ordinance, how the ordinance was proposed and adopted. If you go to page 4 of my report on Ingram's Point, I give you a summary of the comments. And In the third paragraph, it is my opinion that the project meets the relevant factors of Section 99-40F and can be granted a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed to establish that it has, or it is substantially constructed for the definition referenced in the subdivision ordinance. And then the last paragraph is, if the council so chooses to agree, I do have a motion prepared for adoption by council.
Okay, so per our code, it meets the requirements for
the
time
extension?
They
had certain criteria in the code that they had to meet. They had to provide the information, they have to give a summation of schedule, et cetera, as to where they were in the project. And I had to verify that that did exist and it was in the record. And therefore, I have, in this one, I have an opinion that this meets the factors of the ordinance and can be considered.
Which one is that, Mr.? Which one is that?
Ingram Point.
Ingram Point.
Okay, thank you.
If you would read your motion, Mr. Lang.
Be it moved. See what I want. Be it moved that based on the authority of granted to the Sussex County Council by Ordinance 2428, based upon compliance with the requirements of the referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the Director of Planning and Zoning, that the Ingram Point subdivision shall be granted a six-month time extension until December 31st, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I think we should adopt it.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yeah, based on our planning and zoning director's suggestion, I'll vote yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries. Next, sir.
The next item is Tidewater Landing, also known as Love Creek Landing. The project is a cluster subdivision of 162.9 acres into 213 lots. They received preliminary approval on June 13th of 2013 and was to be recorded on or prior to June 13th of 2016. On April 26th of 2016, I received a request for an extension of the preliminary approval for 6 months with detailed explanation and information. If I'm over a page, I got too many pages. On this application, again, the applicant provided the detailed information and documentation that was needed to conform to the ordinance. It is my opinion that this project meets the relevant factors of Section 99-40F and can be granted a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed with obtaining all necessary agency approvals so that final approval can be granted by the Commission on or prior to December 31st of 2016.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes, sir. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to the Sussex County Council by Ordinance Number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the Director of Planning and Zoning, that the Tidewater Landing, aka Love Creek Landing subdivision, shall be granted a 6 month time extension until December 31st of 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe that motion carried. Next, sir.
The next application is Captain's Way, also known as, or formerly known as Captain's Run. It's an application of Captain's Way Development, LLC. It's a GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Plan Community, approved as change of zone number 1721. It's a residential plan community proposing development of 154.9 acres into 301 lots and was granting zoning approval by council on March 19th of 2013. On March 4th of 2016, I received a request for a time extension for 6 months with detailed explanation and information. Again, that information is referenced in the report in the packet. It is my opinion that this project can meet the relevant factors of Section 99-40F and can be granted a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed with obtaining all necessary agency approvals so that final approval can be granted by the Commission on or prior to December 31st of 2016.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes.
Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to the Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documents, and the recommendation of the Director of Planning and Zoning that the Captain's Way, also known as Captain's Run Subdivision, shall be granted a six-month time extension until December 31st of 2016.
Pleasure of Council.
I'll put the motion on the table, but I want to talk about
motion,
it.
Motion, Mr. Wilson. Do I have a second?
Yes, a second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion?
I have a question.
Mrs. Deaver.
Where are we going with this? When are we going to stop doing this? You know, you're giving another 6 months, and it doesn't. We're not answering whether it can be extended further or not, and how many times.
So, the ordinance only allows basically that you do one extension.
Only one.
That's the way I understand.
Okay.
Yeah, right. And there's not that many more in the loop other than more current ones that we would see, so we shouldn't see any for a while.
Okay,
that's what I'm assuming, right?
But follow up, I guess, on they're requesting it is because of issues relating to sewer availability and all this other stuff. Is it because they didn't do anything and they just started doing it at the last minute? Or, I mean,
it's probably a mix, probably the marketing and the economy over the last few years, or just, you know, prior to the last few years,
right,
was down, and most of these projects probably were setting on their project somewhat, and now they're ready to proceed. And in this case, there's been issues with whether or not they're going to go to Allendale sewage treatment and then to be treated by Georgetown. Milton wasn't available, and now they're going with Denrec for an approval for on-site.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Build their own.
And for those reasons,
they'll have to be licensed and maintained by certified operators.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's the reason we're giving them the extension, because they got messed up with the bureaucracy.
Trying to get the access to the right system.
I'm not real simple. Yeah, I mean, just it's hard to be sympathetic for the developers who waited to the last minute and now are scurrying around and trying to do this, or it's flipped.
Agreed.
And a new guy's just bought it, you know, at pennies on the dollar, and he's going to try to, you know, get in with, you know, do this stuff at the last minute.
This project has been basically under the same developer since it started. It originally came in as a subdivision and then came back in 13 as a GRRPC. The GRRPC is the same as a subdivision application.
Right.
Basically, it has 3 years to get final approval and go for recordation before they can actually start work. Now they're caught in the system of trying to get access to one of these treatment facilities, and it wasn't working out, so now they had to come out with it.
Well, I can understand if that was only the last, you know, if that was the only thing that was holding them up because of where the sewage goes, but it seems like they had a whole list of things that they hadn't done, and it all of a sudden they started doing it. So I don't know if we should be challenging them a little more on.
No, I don't disagree.
They're being forthright and moving along at a steady pace as opposed to doing nothing, and all of a sudden, they throw this at us, and it looks like we're supposed to be sympathetic each time.
In this instance, they actually had final approval of the subdivision.
Okay. Well, I'm not.
And they hadn't started the subdivision, and in the process, they felt that they should apply for GRRPC. Property almost immediately adjacent to it is a large manufacturing community, and they came in with the RPC process, and it's only good for 3 years to get final.
All right.
And the record of the subdivision and the record of the RPC, or the record of the subdivision, would terminate almost within a few weeks of the approval for the RPC process, for their preliminary approval.
Okay.
Any more questions of council? Mm-hmm. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Coles?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next, sir.
Which one did I miss?
Should be the estates at Andhoo Valley. Well, that's on my list, but I'm not saying.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got my papers loose. This is the estates for Sandhill Valley. It's a cluster subdivision of 216.99 acres into 393 lots that was recorded on September 16th of 2011 and was to be substantially underway by September 16th of 2016. This application, the applicants have met the criteria established by the ordinance. They are actually under construction, but the site is primarily wooded. they're in the process of clearing, and they can't really go in and start grading, cutting in their stormwater, cutting in the roads. So they're substantially underway and putting in erosion sediment control other than the silt fencing up so they can protect the facility. And they're really requesting time to be able to get that done. They're probably going to comply, but they were uncomfortable that they wouldn't comply when it came right up to the dead-end date of September, so they asked for 6 months.
When you say comply, I'm just wondering, comply with current regulations? Is that
they, they have all agency approvals.
Okay.
Everything's in compliance. They're just, I think they're uncomfortable. Older. They can't meet their deadline to get substantially underway by definition of the ordinance.
Okay, I'm just curious as to whether they would get agency approvals at this time.
This is actually the easier one to meet by reviewing.
Okay. Yeah, good.
Again, it's my opinion this project meets the relevant factors of Section 99-40F and can be granted a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed to establish to be substantially constructed per the definition referenced in the subdivision ordinance.
Read your motion, please, sir.
Thank you. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to the Sussex County Council of Ordinance Number 2428, and based upon compliance with the requirements of the referenced ordinance, supporting documentation, and the recommendation of the Director of Planning and Zoning, that the Estates of Sand Hill Valley subdivision shall be granted a 6 month time extension from the September 16th, 2016 date, thereby being March 16th of 2017.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And I think you got.
The last one is references Oyster House Village. It's a multifamily development of 4.51 acres into a proposed 30 units that was granted approval by Council on March 21st of 2016. Under the time extension references. This is one of the ones that had a confirmation that it's still valid. This project was previously granted that confirmation in January this year, March. Mm-hmm. On June 14th of 2016, I received a request for the confirmation of the time extension with detailed explanation and information. I probably should read this one if we got more detail to it.
Okay,
if I can.
That's fine.
The application has been involved in pending litigation for several years, and the courts required recordation of certain documents and easements, which were just recently recorded in the last 2 weeks. The request was submitted by Larry DiSabatino on behalf of Sunrise Ventures, the landowners, and Ocean Atlantic Shell Brothers, the contract purchaser. The request references that they have just resolved and recorded documentation to satisfy deeds, setbacks, easement issues with neighboring properties, and that mitigation of a brownfield site is necessary to begin the project. It is noted that the developers are working with DENREC to finalize the brownfield approval process. Due to delays caused by the litigation, the developer can now proceed with working with the approval agencies to obtain approval so that the developer can submit site plans to the Planning and Zoning Commission so that they can get final approval and begin working on the mitigation of the brownfield. All agency approval shall be required prior to granting final approval by the commission. It is noted that developers have requested a 2-year extension due to the brownfield site mitigation easement issues. Excuse me. I will note in the past that if a developer had not been able to start work on a project due to litigation issues, the Planning and Zoning Commission, with recommendation from legal counsel, have considered that the development process of the project starts when all litigation issues have been resolved as required by the courts. In those situations, the commission would grant the necessary time extension for 1 year with the right to request an additional 2 years extension, or more recently amended by the code to a 3-year extension. It is my opinion this project meets the relevant factors of Chapter 115, Article 24, Section 115-174 for conditional use applications, which also references 99-40F of the subdivision ordinance for the process of granting an extension of a time period. The council may grant a time extension for an additional 6 months so that the project can proceed with making application for preliminary approval and also obtaining final approval by the commission prior to December 31st of 2016, allowing them to proceed with mitigation of the site. The council may wish to ask legal counsel for an opinion if they desire to grant any additional time for the project to get substantially underway due to the mitigation issues pending on this project. And if the council agrees, I have a motion.
Okay.
Well, I guess the question is, they asked for a 2-year extension.
They did.
And by code, we can give them 6 months.
By code, you can give them 6 months. But what I tried to reference it in the past, because it was in litigation, we didn't start the conditional use clock, which would be 3 years, until everything was resolved based on the court. So that's basically the question.
Okay. So that's...
Yes. In the past, the council has taken that position that, in effect, it told the statute of limitations because that litigation was ongoing and there was nothing they could do during that period of time. So, in effect, we allowed that clock to start after that period of time. Since they did ask for an extension here, it was placed on the agenda for the purposes of bringing before you, but your authority under this statute is only 6 months. It's my opinion that, in effect, their clock should start after the litigation was resolved.
And the recordation of the documentation was just done within the last 2 weeks.
Yes, and they did.
Lots recorded, easements recorded, transfers.
Okay. So in what you just said, I guess, then, Mr. Moore, is that then they recorded 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Then their 3-year clock started 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
So we don't need to do a 2-year extension because they got 3 years already.
Right.
So all we need to do is give them the 6 months per ordinance that we can give them.
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, if they got 3 years, what do we give them 6 months for?
What we were doing.
Either got the 3 years or they don't have the 3 years.
I did. Yeah. I made that recommendation in reference only because we need a legal counsel's opinion as mm-hmm. whether or not we could proceed with the 3-year time period.
Mm-hmm.
I had to reference that because that's been an active policy of the commission and I believe the council also.
Started 2 weeks ago.
We're going to start, my view is the clock would start the 2 weeks ago.
Right. So when we don't need to do the 6-month extension. Right.
Yeah.
Or do we?
Now, well, question. You need to make it. It's my opinion that you can grant the 3-year extension based on the date of the recording of the necessary documents required by the court for the litigation.
Okay.
What is it?
And then we wouldn't have to see it every 6 months.
That's okay. Correct.
What is it? What name is that under? That one under?
Oyster House Village.
Okay.
And even recording this plot, there was no delay on their part. I mean, at the last minute, they were scrambling, but not due to their fault. It was getting some of the parties were not cooperating mm-hmm. in signing the documents. So they were diligently pursuing all of this.
Good. That's great.
So you have... I'm sorry.
Back on litigation. Litigation by itself doesn't stop anybody from doing anything. That wouldn't have stopped the developer, correct? He could have proceeded even being under litigation.
Well, there are certain types of litigation. I can't recall specifically what this was, but oftentimes, number one, just the cost of proceeding forward, if the litigation is successful against you,
right.
Then there's
a
huge risk.
Right.
Oftentimes, there is a stay with that. I do not know in this case if there was a stay in the asking that everything be held while the litigation was going on. I do not know off the top of my head if that did in this case.
But litigation in general, like some frivolous litigation, people mm-hmm. might see this as a way to start stopping things. So.
Right.
I don't know if we ought to specify what kind of litigation it is, if it's legitimate litigation and everything else, because
this was, I don't know the exact number of years, but this has been in litigation through the courts for several years.
Over what issue?
I don't have the document in front of me, but we have got documentation.
With the length of litigation, this was nothing that was, as you mentioned, just a frivolous suit in order to kind of stop. It was an attempt to stop the whole subdivision.
You have a motion, sir?
Yes. Be it moved that based upon the authority granted to Sussex County Council by ordinance number 2428 and based upon compliance with the requirements of the reference ordinance, supporting documentation and the recommendation of the Director of Planning and Zoning that the Oyster House Village multifamily project shall be granted a 3-year time extension from the date of the recordation of the required documentation from the court.
All right, that's the motion. I would put that motion on the floor.
Okay, we have a motion. Motion, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Second?
Second.
Mr. Wilson? Question on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. Jim Hickey?